From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust that you're having a great day in the Lord and that you are looking forward to studying the Word of God once again. This week, we have been focusing on one little verse in the book of Lamentations. And of course, if you are familiar with the Bible, you know that the book of Lamentations is the book that records the prophet Jeremiah's weeping over Jerusalem, over the nation, simply because of the fact that they have turned away from God. And in this process of his weeping, he records these words in verse 40 of Lamentations chapter 3. Of course, we know that he said this under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. He says, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord." That's a small verse, but I'll tell you, it has a huge challenge to every one of us. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. This week we are talking about taking a personal inventory of our lives to make sure that our lives reflect the Lord Jesus Christ, to make sure that our lives reflect the teaching of the Scripture, to make sure that our lives reflect the glory of God. Because you see, as Christians, we are here on this earth to exalt the name of the Lord and to glorify God. Of course, certainly it's important that we all make sure that we are saved, and I trust that you are saved. But as a Christian, make certain that your life reflects Christ. And thus, this verse of Scripture is very applicable. Let us search our lives. And we've talked about searching our lives to make sure that we are saved, to make sure that sin is the exception rather than the rule in our lives, to make sure that we are living the separated life, to make sure that we are serving the Lord, to make certain that our social life is pleasing to the Lord, and then to make sure that we are sincere in our relationship with the Lord. Then secondly, let us try our ways. In other words, let's make certain that all of our ways are being conducted in accordance with the Word of God. And yesterday we talked about taking a good look at our attitudes and our actions and our aspirations to make certain that they reflect God and His glory according to His Word. But today, as we bring this subject into a conclusion, let's look at that last phrase of Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40 where it says, "And turn again to the Lord." And turn again to the Lord. This turning involves the concept of repentance. Now, through our searching and trying our lives, we will see where we are not in line with the expectations of God. And when we see where we are not in line with the expectations of God, we are challenged to turn away from our ungodly ways and turn to godly ways so that we might please the Lord. Now, I know that some of you have been there by the radio every day this week as we've walked through this particular discussion. You've been taking an inventory of your life. You have taken a look at your attitudes and your actions and your aspirations. You have examined your salvation. You've made certain that there are no unconfessed sins in your life. You've looked at your separated Christian life, your service, your social activities, and your sincerity in serving the Lord. And maybe you have found that you're doing pretty good for the cause of Christ. And if that's the case, I rejoice along with you. But what if you find that your life does not measure up to biblical truth? Throughout the course of this week and in this study, you have come to the realization that you're not what God wants you to be. What should you do about that? Should you continue to walk in your sinful ways? Well, as Paul says over and over again in the book of Romans, God forbid. No. If you find sin in your life, turn from that sin. And so as we come to the conclusion of our series this week, and look at this phrase where it says, turn again to the Lord, it means to repent. And so let's look at repentance in two areas. Now, maybe you've been with me throughout the course of this week. Maybe today's the first day that you've ever listened to the broadcast this week or ever listened to the broadcast in your life. Number one, my challenge to you is to repent in terms of salvation. Are you saved? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Are you as certain of heaven as though you have already been there 1,000 years? If the inventory in your life reveals that you are not saved, then turn from your unbelief to the Lord and be saved. Repent. Trust Jesus Christ as Savior and be born again. You know, over in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, we find a very, very interesting admonition that I want to leave with you today. Take your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, where he says this, "For he hath said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, today is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time. You know, perhaps you are an individual who have been involved in the local church for years. Maybe you've not been involved in the church, but down through the years, you have come to the thought of saying, well, one of these days I need to be saved. And as I said, maybe you've been involved in the local church, but you've never really been saved. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the time to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Don't delay it. Don't delay it. I remember one day I had the opportunity to talk to an individual about the Lord. And this fella, his name was Harry. I had visited him many times over again. He was not a healthy fellow, and so he was in the hospital a lot. And I remember that one time before I was just being ready to leave for a week of meetings up in the Boston area, that I got a call that Harry was in the hospital. And so I went to visit him. And on my way in visiting him, I prayed, Lord, give me the opportunity to talk to him one more time about Christ. Well, when I walked into his hospital room, his roommate left. And for 1 hour, I talked to Harry about the Lord. At the end of that conversation, he closed his eyes. He put his hands into a fist. And with tears coming down his face, he said, I will not trust Christ. That was his day of salvation, I believe, but he refused to call upon the name of the Lord. I believe that. Why, you say? Well, because I left. The next day I got in my car and drove up to the Boston area. Those were in the days when we did not have cell phones. And when I arrived at the place where I was staying, I was told to call back to my church office, and I called back. And do you know what my secretary said? She said, Harry died last night. I think that was his accepted time to trust Christ. And he rejected that accepted time. And God said, that's enough. And he died. Listen, you might have been involved with a church, or maybe not. But perhaps you've been thinking about coming to Christ. Well, maybe not even that is the case either. But today you're hearing the plan of salvation. I want to encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as Savior. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Will you today call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you? Repent in terms of salvation. If you've never trusted Christ, call upon his name today and be saved. And then, as it carries along with this idea of Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40, where it says, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord." Not only repent in terms of salvation if you've not yet been saved, but repent in terms of sanctification. If you are a Christian, and if you have allowed sin to come into your life, turn from that sin, turn to God, and seek His forgiveness and His restoration and His reconciliation, and He will indeed cleanse your life that you might live for His honor and for His glory. There's an interesting statement brought out for us over in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, where it says, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Maybe in the past, as a Christian, you were really living for the Lord, but you've allowed sin to come into your life. You've not been serving the Lord. Well, repent of that sin. Do the first works. Get back to doing what you used to do in serving the Lord, or God will remove your testimony. But repent. Get right with the Lord, and He will restore you, Christian. Yes, it's important that every one of us take an inventory of our lives. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Ask the Spirit of God to work in your life to show you any areas of your life that are not in agreement with the Word of God. And when He reveals anything that's sin or compromise or ungodly, repent of it. Serve the Lord and enjoy the things of the Lord. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. Until Monday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.